How would you respond to the charge that anti-Zionism is the new anti-Semitism?
Actually, the locus classicus, the best formulation of this, was by an ambassador to the United Nations, Abba Eban, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, in an article that he wrote about 45 years ago, which I urge you to read, which appeared in an American Jewish journal, Congress Weekly, a major journal of the more liberal wing of the American Jewish community. He wrote an interesting article in which he was then UN ambassador from the State of Israel. He advised the American Jewish community that they had two tasks to perform. One task was to show that criticism of the policy, what he called anti-Zionism, that means actually criticisms of the policy of the State of Israel, were anti-Semitism. That's the first task. Second task, if the criticism was made by Jews, their task was to show that it's neurotic self-hatred, needs psychiatric treatment. And he gave two examples of the latter category. One was I.F. Stone, the other was me. So we have to be treated for our psychiatric disorders, and non-Jews have to be condemned for anti-Semitism if they're critical of the State of Israel. It's understandable why Israeli propaganda would take this position. I don't particularly blame Abba Eban for doing what ambassadors are sometimes supposed to do, but we ought to understand it. There is no sensible charge. No sensible charge. There's nothing to respond to. It's not a form of anti-Semitism. It's simply criticism of the criminal actions of a state. Period.